Old Down Under. Turn this banger up. Not a pom, judging Aussie tunes. Aussie music, mate. Alternative Down Under. Alternative Down Under.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Luke Scanlon here with episode 2 of Alt Down Under. Just want to kick things off at the top of the show to say thank you to everyone that tuned in to last week, my chat with Lenny from Dice. I had loads of really nice messages and a lot of people getting in touch to say that they enjoyed the episode. So thanks very much for checking that out and giving us a spin on the first outing. Hopefully it wasn't too much of a disaster and we stick around for a little bit longer and bring you more amazing Australian artists. And one artist I did see in Melbourne the other day, quick shout out. This was amazing. It was part of Always Live, which was in Melbourne. A string of events across a couple of weeks, loads of different venues across the city. And I was lucky enough to go and see the soul supremo, Lee Fields and the Expressions. Unbelievable. And for he's 72 and he put my energy levels to shame. Honestly, the bloke was everywhere on that stage. He had the crowd singing back at him. He had people boogieing. The crowd interaction was just incredible. And to be honest, he really didn't have to do much to make the crowd interact with him because he just had one of those voices that just, the moment he starts, you're hooked. That is it. You're in and you're locked in with Lee, let me tell you. And I think my jealousy for people with voices like that shall be a lifelong affliction, a lifelong jealousy that I just cannot live with because honestly, he just got up there and you know the singers, they just grab the mic. It's just no stress. It looks like there's absolutely zero effort going in. And as soon as they start, it's just every note's amazing and shivers down the spine, tears in the eyes. And oh, it just made for one hell of an evening. Very much Sunday cooking in the kitchen, boogie in the kitchen music, or just if you've got a special someone in your life, it's real old school soul music. So thanks ever so much for the gang that had me down to that show. And do go and listen to him because it's just very much a sound that harks back to kind of 60s, 70s soul. So if you're a fan of that stuff, Motown or anything like Al Green, Marvin Gaye, which I was brought up on, thanks Mama Scans, then yeah, do take a listen.
Alt Down Under.
Bit of housekeeping. For anyone that did tune in last week, thanks once again. And if you can, follow us on Insta, alt.down.under. That would be amazing. Like and subscribe wherever you are catching the show. And honestly, I do actually hate when people say that because every fucker says it on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. It is annoying, but it is actually really helpful. And it's not also helpful for me growing the show. It genuinely just the bands I'm interviewing, any upcoming artists or people that haven't heard the artists that are slightly more established that I'm speaking to, it just helps them reach new audiences. So spreading the love, everyone. And let's hook people up with some good music. So yeah, give us a like, a share, a follow, whatever you want to do. Print out a t-shirt with the name of the pod on if you want. Print out merch, tell your mum about it. Do what you want.
Alternative Down Under.
Okay, let's get episode 2 up and running then. I have actually been mega hyped to speak to this band, a band that have been absolutely smashing it in recent years. They've had multiple releases, mental amount of tour dates. I don't know how they do it. They've just been over in the land of fish and chips and rainy days, the land I hail from, the United Kingdom. And they've also been in Europe too. Early next year, you best believe it, they hit the road again. They've got 6 dates across Australia in March and April. Also heading to North America in June next year when they'll be supporting Ocean Alley. Oh man, these guys have really got it going on. They've also got a string of festival dates over here in Australia across summer. Australia and New Zealand, they'll be playing festival dates. Their latest album, Find Me a Cloud, which landed, I think it was in October 20th, if my notes are correct. It is an album that absolutely slaps. It can only be The Grogans. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome along, episode 2, Alts Down Under. And today, someone I'm very, very pleased to be chatting to, a band I've been following for a little while now, the brilliant Grogans. And I'm here with drummer, the stick swordsman, we'll call him, Jordan Lewis. Jordan, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, man. Yeah, mate, doing great. Honestly, like, chatting to you, exciting times. There's been a lot of email back and forth, as is the way. So it's good to finally have a sit down with you, have a little chill.
Thanks for having me.
And have a chat. So this is how much of a pro I am, and you'll be able to know what I mean when I ask you this question. I was speaking to a friend, an actual Aussie mate I've made, because it's actually quite hard to make. When you move to another country, it's weird. You're like, I want to make Aussie mates. Yeah. And then it's actually really hard to make them. A genuine Aussie mate. And he was just like, oh, that's really weird. I used to be a plumber. And if my old boss that I had would open up pipes and be like, that's a Grogan in there, a shit.
Oh.
Is that Aussie slang? I'm still learning Aussie slang. Is it actually mean shit?
I mean, I think, yeah. I think it's more of like a older generation sort of slang. I don't really hear too many people our age throwing it around. But yeah, I had no idea what it meant, if I'm honest, at the start when we first started playing and calling it that. So yeah, it was news to me.
Was there a moment you found out and was like, don't know if I want to stay with this band?
Yeah, I think Gus always knew what it was. And he was like, we were talking about it. He's like, oh, it should be called this. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. It sounds like a cool name. And Quinn was the same. And we're like, yeah, sweet. That's just what we're called. And then I think it was like 2 years later, I think we found out. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know.
See, I think you guys are the real geniuses now, because you've now sold a lot of merch that just essentially says poo on it.
Yeah. I don't know if everyone knows that yet. But...
Sorry, man, I've uncovered the secret. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I just had to clear that up because I said in the first episode of Walk Down Under that I am still getting my head around some Aussie slang. So
yeah,
that was another one that I've added to the list. So
yeah, I think it's a good one to bring back, I reckon.
Yeah, for sure, man. I have to start dropping it into everyday conversation.
Yeah.
Jordan, man, just before we start recording, we were talking about the conundrum I sometimes have when I am sitting down working out what I'm going to be asking bands.
Yeah.
Everyone goes onto Spotify, checks the whole backlog of everything. And I said to you, I was like, what's the deal with albums? Because I thought it was 4. Spotify says it's like 5 or 6. What was your reasoning? Just explain to listeners what the reasoning is.
I don't know. I think we, early on, we just like wanted to put as many songs onto something as we could, but we weren't ready to call anything an album yet, I think. So there's like an EP with like 8 songs or 9 songs on it or something, which is probably, you could claim it as an album, but I think we're just going to stick with the EP. So we'll go with 4 albums.
Love that. Okay. I had to ask, cause I do know that you are a very hardworking band, and like even 4 albums in the time that you've done it. Cause I think was the first one 2019, I'm pretty sure. And then you've just been rapid fire, one a year going out. And it's weird, isn't it? Cause you, obviously, outside looking in, I talk to artists. I am in no sense an artist. When I speak to you guys, I'm like, the energy, the creative thought that must have to go into each cycle of every album. Does it feel like a hardship, or you just kind of feel like you're on this mad creative flow where they just keep coming out?
I don't think it's ever been like super forced or difficult. We usually kind of just set some time and go away for a week or 2 weeks and just jam and see if, you know, anything comes out of that we want to use. And like, there's always going to be a bunch of songs that don't get used that, you know, you got to sift through all of those and find the ones that you like and that you think people will like. And yeah, I don't know. It's just something that, like, we finish an album and then we're like, all right, well, may as well start doing the next one. Like, we're keen and we're ready to go, I guess. So yeah,
man, big fan of that, mate. Is there any particular place that the Grogans go to record albums, or do you change it up each time?
So the last few, apart from this latest one, Find Me a Cloud. We went to Gus's got it like a family holiday house in Ocean Grove. So like we did Grogan Grove there, it's where it's like got the name from and everything. Yeah, we'd kind of go down there for a couple of weeks, like set up in the little pool room basement sort of a thing, and yeah, take all the recording gear down and have fun and yeah, record some stuff. But this last album we recorded with a friend of ours, Jasper. He plays in Bones and Jones, and he's got a studio at their place. It used to be like an old apple orchard, so it's like old massive timber fridge, really, is what it is. But yeah, it's awesome. Great spot.
That's great, man. That's great. And yeah, obviously, I wanted to ask you about Find Me a Cloud, latest album that came out earlier this year. It's quite interesting with because, yeah, as I say, I've probably been listening to you guys for a couple of years now, I want to say, and I've obviously checked out all of the albums. And there's definitely slight sound changes with each album. But I feel like with Find Me a Cloud, you finally have arrived at a much, well, not much like death metal heavy, but heavier incarnation of the Grogans. Was that something you guys were all like wanting to head towards from the beginning, or it's just a natural, like, we've just arrived at this sound?
I think it was kind of just a natural thing, really. I think when we play our live shows, they're very different to like just if you just listen to the album. Like, there's a lot more energy and everything's kind of a bit heavier, and we played a bit quicker, maybe. But I think we just kind of started jamming, and we got like a couple of songs. Like, I think I Cannot Read Your Mind and I Need You were like the first sort of riffs that we had for this album, and we liked the way that it was heading, like kind of dronier, kind of more almost psychedelic-y rock nearly. Yeah, we just kind of thought, let's just go with this, and it happened pretty naturally. I think we were just ready to do like a bit of a heavier album and see how it goes.
Yeah, man, definitely. I think with like Nowhere to Be, I Cannot Read Your Mind, and Hey Mum, on those ones, I was trying to find the words. Obviously, I'm not a lyricist either. I was trying to find the words of how to describe, and I was like, there's like a dirty crispness to those tunes because they have got that nice gravelly grit feel to them. But really, when especially when you walk along with big headphones on, that real crisp, really high production on it, which is amazing.
Oh, awesome. Oh, thanks. I'm glad you think
Hell
so.
yeah, man. I have to ask as well, with those tunes, any of you guys fans of the Black Keys? Because there's a little bit of the Black Keys in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was always a pretty big fan of the Black Keys. I know the other boys like listen to them here and there, but my brother just said that to me like 2 days ago, and until then no one had mentioned that there was a bit of a Black Keys sort of sound in there. So that's crazy.
Yeah, he actually gave me a call just before the interview, being like,
Oh,
little
right.
heads up for you, Lukey boy.
That works out
But
then.
it's interesting though, because as I said, your sound has changed a lot, which is great. I love when a band is like feels like fuck it, confident enough to go and do that. But then you've got a track like I'm Not Sure, that's kind of still got that slower, more like beautifully crafted sort of sound to it, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we just each album we want to like keep the same sort of themes and our sound, but also not have everything sound the same, if you know what I mean. Like, we want to put in like there's different parts to what we listen to and what we like to play. So like I'm Not Sure is like it's similar to the other songs in the album, but it's also really different in its own way. But I think, yeah, we always try and like chop and change it, even have like acoustic cruisy song in there, or it's what we like to play and want to have that variation on each album.
Nice. And mate, judging off honestly like the what 5 10 minutes we've spoken so far, I can't, and going off your vibe, I cannot imagine there's too many arguments within the Grogans when it's coming to writing tunes. Are you all kind of similar, let's take this easy, put love into this music rather than try and recreate anything like the Beatles did and kill each other nearly?
Yeah, I mean, if we could recreate the Beatles, that'd be pretty sick. But no, I think, yeah, it's all love. It's all pretty, like, it's all very unanimous, and we all, yeah, I don't know how to explain. I think it's just we've been lucky. It's been easy to come together and write all of these songs together and play. So I know it's just it's working.
Yeah, you seem happy, so no, you're not lying. Well, another group I wanted to speak to you about, because you guys teamed up with them, Teen Jesus and Gene Teasers. By the way, whoever came up with that name is having a laugh, because
a mouthful.
For anyone with a podcast or in radio, it's just like, oh my. Anyway, so you guys obviously worked on a track called Salt with them. They're another Aussie band that are doing very well, going on tour with Foo Fighters in Australia later on. Well, I think actually this month.
Yeah, I think Monday, yeah.
So, yeah, in November 2023, that is, depending on when you're listening to this. And they're also heading over to the UK to tour with one of my favourite bands, The Vaccines. So, yeah, they're doing, like, amazingly well. It feels like, honestly, I basically started this podcast because I had one at home, loved the gig scene in London, obviously really good music in London. I did know they were good Australian bands, but it's almost not until I came down here and I was like, oh, shit, there's actually, like, really good artists down here anyway.
Yeah,
is there a feeling that you guys are part of that as well, and like obviously those guys in that band as well?
Yeah, I hope so. There's like a good little scene brewing at the moment, I feel, and like, you know, like a lot of these bands have been playing for a long time, like, you know, same sort of times, like playing high school till now. They're still like, Teen Jesus is still a bit younger than us, but yeah, I feel like there's a cool thing happening at the moment, and like a lot of good festival lineups, and you know, we're just kind of starting to meet new people and meet new bands that we've been hearing about for such a long time. Like, you always hear them and you always see they're playing here, and like you only miss them by like a couple of days or something. But yeah, I don't know, it feels nice, feels exciting, especially coming into like the festival season.
Yeah, man, definitely. It's great because yeah, I've banked up some interviews. I've spoken to Dice. Had you guys on. I've chatted to Dulcie. I'm hopefully talking to Teen Jesus as well, and it's just like,
yeah,
man, this great little like thing built. It feels like it's already established. It's just building momentum, which is really cool to see. So yeah, do you guys ever, like, obviously you had to speak when you were making Salt the tune, but is there that kind of community with Aussie bands where you are building a bit of a inner sanctum, if you like?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we only met like Teen Jesus, like I think it was like a year ago. We met them on a tour through Tassie.
Nice.
It was called Guts. It was with like the dudes from Pretty Littles as well, which was great. And so now still chatting with them, still friendly with them. Like, yeah, you see people, and even if you don't like know them, if you haven't met them, like, you've seen them before, they've seen you. It's always always friendly, always down for a chat. So yeah, I think nice.
Very nice. And yeah, you mentioned previously their big festival situation going on with you boys this summer, 8 I think across Australia and New Zealand you're playing.
From December and Jan. Yeah, spread out a little bit, which is nice. But yeah,
I've yet to earn my Aussie festival stripes, Jordan. So is there any hot tips you can give me on getting into it? Anything that Aussie festivals do that maybe UK ones don't?
Hot tips? I don't know. It's definitely warmer this time of year. Slip, slop, slap. That's very important. Yeah.
Remember sun cream, kids.
That's very, yeah, yeah. Nice wide brim hat as well, with like the corks on it and everything, I think. Keep the flies nice. Out, all of that sort of stuff.
Cool. So I've just got to go ultra stereotype Aussie and I'll be set.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Cool. Well, anyway, Britt here talking to an Aussie. Tell me about your time in my motherland, mate. You've just come back from being over there in the UK. Run me through it. How was it?
It was great. It was really great. It was very cold and it was quite wet. but yeah, I loved it. We love going over there, especially playing like UK as well. Like, played a couple of shows in London and went back to Manchester. And yeah, we didn't get to spend too much time there outside of shows, which we got to do last time. But yeah, it's a beautiful spot, and there's definitely like a big music scene there as well. Huge.
Mate, it's absolutely, it's insane, particularly in London, well, and Manchester, actually. They are, it's actually, I nearly put myself in an early grave, mate. When I lived in London,
yeah,
I was going to, honestly, I was working like breakfast shows at a radio station,
yeah,
and going about 3 or 4 gigs a week. So I was getting in at like midnight. My cab would get me at like 3:30, just before 4 in the morning. Oh. I'd be at my desk for 4:30, and then somehow go again and do it all over again.
Yeah, that's hard. I couldn't do.
I have to ask as well, because a lot of people say, obviously I've said it because I've moved here and I've been up to Manchester a few times. Manchester and Melbourne, they are quite similar, right?
I think so. Yeah, I'd say so. I think they are. I'd say they're pretty similar. They're both pretty cool. Big music scenes there. Like that was our last show for the whole like Europe UK run, and it was great. Like the crowd was awesome and everyone was like having fun, but like taking care of each other. And yeah, it was just really wholesome. Everyone was singing along and love that. Yeah.
That's what you need, mate. Yeah. Good energy coming back. Someone did tell me this, and this is an Aussie in a band told me this. They prefer British crowds because they tend to go a bit more nuts. What are your thoughts? I don't want to cause some sort of war but in the Commonwealth here.
No, that's all right. Yeah, no, definitely. They do go nuts, and it's a different style as well. Like people in Oz kind of like, I don't know, they kind of run around and bump into each other and stuff. But then like you play a lot of places in UK and everyone just kind of like just bounces on like one spot, which I like. I think that's fun. I think that's cool.
Yeah, it must look pretty good from your view, from behind the drums.
Yeah, just like people just jumping around. Yeah, it's cool. It's very vertical based instead of like just running into people next to you, so that's always good.
You're tuning into the Science and Crowds podcast.
Yeah That's
Australia,
right.
Horizontal UK very much vertical,
pretty scientific. Yeah,
nice. And obviously more tour news, right? As I said, you guys are such a hard-working band. Next year, 2024, still can't, I turn 30 next year, which I'm a bit like, what's going on, man? What is going on?
That's all right. That's 30's the new 25.
We'll go with that. But yeah, another tour around Australia, mate. One thing I wasn't you're basically playing all the big cities: Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide.
Yeah.
One thing I was intrigued by, and I love that you guys are doing this, is ending it with an under-18s gig in Melbourne. I think that's on the 21st of April. That's so cool to see, because like, It honestly, when I saw that on the thing, because you don't often see that at home, and I know a lot of Australian bands do it.
Yeah.
And I do remember sort of around the age when I was really first getting into music, when I must have been about between around 10, 12, that sort of age. And you're like, you just want to go to events, but there's nothing on. And there was one thing called an underage festival that was in London. And that was amazing. That was just like a one-off day thing. But I can imagine when you go and play those gigs, because there's probably a lot of younger versions of me and probably like yourself that wanted to go to gigs when they were younger, that are absolutely off their heads with happiness being there.
I think everyone's so happy to be there, all stoked, and it's so nice to see. Like, we all think it's pretty important to be doing like these underage shows, and like a few of the other shows on the tour are going to be all ages as well. But yeah, like when I was younger, there wasn't heaps of opportunity to go and see gigs and bands that you wanted to see. Like, I mean, I used to go to like the pub with my parents and watch like a Sunday blues band and stuff like that, which is still great. Like, still loved it, but you know. And I think the first real band that I saw when I was like 16 or 17, we all saw Skids.
Yeah, nice.
And that was crazy. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah,
it was a place called Wrangler in Footscray. It's like a little studio, and there was like condensation coming off the walls, and like everyone was sweating, and it was like a real gig, and it was sick because I hadn't really experienced that before. So it was a good warm up into, you know, turning 18, and like you kind of know what to sort of expect.
Definitely, Matt. Well, I think those young gigs, going with your mates when none of you have got any money and just having a ball, sweating through your t-shirt, it's like a rite of passage for music fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it's and like I think the last few times, like the underage shows have like really gone off. Like sometimes, like we play the 18 plus shows, and like people are standing there like listening and watching and like have a little dance and stuff, but like kids go crazy. Like, got so much energy.
It's because none of them are worried about their knees or backs going.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's definitely
they've got all the energy, mate. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. All right, Jordan, well, if you're ready, mate, we're going to take a trip down to the dream gig venue.
I'll have 2 pints, please. Oh, I love this band. Get us a couple of frothies, mate. Yeah, boy, yeah. Where are you going to have your dream gig, mate? The dream gig venue. Step this way.
All right, Jordan, let's do this, mate. First up, what is the name of your venue and what is the capacity you're going to have?
The name is going to be the Fmack Shack. Because FMAC is Find Me a Cloud and that is Fmack.
Nice.
Fmack Shack. I think that works, yeah?
Yeah, boom.
Capacity, I think like 1,200.
That's a solid capacity.
I think it's not too big, not too small. I think that's nice.
Nice. I have to confirm to the people listening as well, when Jordan told me the name of the venue, you fully gave a full like chin rub, mega impressive yourself. Like, yeah.
Well, it was on the spot. It was the first thing that came to my mind. Don't tell the other boys I said that, but yeah.
Nice. All right then. Well, on to the next one. Dress code. What's everyone gonna wear?
Oh, Whatever's comfiest. I think maybe like a nice blue singlet or a nice singlet, like a Bonds, chesty Bonds yep. singlet. I think they're always quite nice. That was always the going out singlet.
Yep, nice. I was just waiting for that to become like descend into like a pajama party.
Well, it could have gone either way, but just snuck that in there at the end.
It would look quite good on a poster, just singlets and slippers.
That would look, no one's done it. At a gig anyway, so I think maybe a gap in the market that we need to fill.
Yeah, nice, cool. All right, we'll go with that. Singlets. What free drink are you going for on tap?
Ooh, tequila pineapple juice. It's good.
Yeah, it is good. Have you ever heard, do you know the English, like, he's kind of like a pop star, Craig David?
Yeah, I think I've heard the name.
He did 7 days. He was like, on Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
True. Yeah.
So in the UK, if you get a Craig David drink is doing a shot of tequila followed by a shot of pineapple juice.
Oh, that's nice.
And apparently it kills it.
Yeah, it does.
Whereas you guys are like, no, mate, have a pickleback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I fully forgot about that. How can I forget?
How good are picklebacks? Everyone I tell them about, they're like, absolutely not. That sounds like the worst idea, but they're so good. Well, I don't know why whiskey and pickle juice works.
It just does. It just like gets rid of the burn. It's like a little cheeseburger.
Liquid cheeseburger. Beautiful. Yeah. Talking of cheeseburgers, what is the free food you're going to have?
Oh, damn. So many possibilities. Now I can only think of cheeseburgers now.
I like, we'll get, that's a good bit. Tequila, pineapple juice and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, and like little like cauliflower wings, you know, like instead of.
Oh, yeah. They're decent.
Yeah. Some of them, they're always good.
Yeah. I swear you can eat more of those than actual chicken wings because they're
definitely. Yeah.
They're like little tasty little clouds, man. They're just from there.
It's fluff. Yeah. It's delicious.
It's just fluff, mate.
Yeah.
Just fluff, bro. All right. That brings us on to the support acts, Jordan. Who are you having? Dead or alive, this can be as well.
Gee whiz. How many support acts do I get? 2?
Up to you. I had someone on the other week who I've chatted to so far, and they had about 4. So
4. Okay. Well, I'll say the Pogues. That's for Gus.
Yes, mate. Big fan of that.
And you as well. And Kylie Minogue.
Mate, Shane McGowan and Kylie Minogue backstage, that would be some conversation.
Has that happened?
I'd love it to. I don't think it has.
I don't think it has. It feels like it should, though.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make it happen.
That's an incredible mix. So why is there a love for the Pogues? I have to ask.
I'm honest. It's mainly Gus that is in love with the Pogues. Quinn and I dabble, but Gus is a big Pogues man.
Oh, mate. Shane McGowan is genuinely a poet. Some of his tunes are incredible. Like Rainy Night in Soho is probably my favourite. Sunny Side of the Street's a great tune as well. There's so many great Pogue songs. Okay, cool. Pogues and Kylie warming the crowd up for the great.
Yes, warming them up nicely.
Yeah. That would definitely get everyone in the mood. And finally then, who is doing your security? And this can be security on the front door and on the like at the front of the stage.
Didn't the Hells Angels used to do security, but then it like went real
that
sour?
Was with the Rolling Stones. Yeah, it got really bad, so maybe avoid that.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say that, but before it got bad, like them, but in the good bit, they might have done a great job before that, but I'm not
I'll tell you what, Jordan, there's quite opposing vibes going on here. You've got people drinking tequila and pineapple in singlets, and then the Hells Angels rocking up and terrifying everyone.
No, before that they were scary, you know, like before it went bad. The first thing that popped into my head, I'm not sure why.
Cool. All right, just the Hells Angels. That would be some good merch. Just the leather jacket with Grogan's on the back, the sleeveless leather jacket.
You get a free tequila pineapple when you get
you
one.
You can give me a cut of those sales when that comes through, mate.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Course,
well, mate, thanks so much for your time and joining me on Alt Down Under and building the dream gig venue.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Not a pom judging Aussie tunes. Alt Down Under.
My thanks there to Jordan Lewis from the Grogan's. I swear to God, that guy really does need to release an audiobook. He's just so nice. I reckon I could just sit there listening to him all day, which is very much, I imagine, the opposite how you feel about me. So I'll get through this outro of the show so you don't have to listen to me anymore. The Grogan's, you can go and get all of their live dates over on their socials at The Grogan's Band. Check out their albums. Honestly, there's so much for you to go and get your teeth into where this band are concerned. So many different styles in there, and just they pull on many different emotional strings. So do check them out. And just honestly, the irony, the pure irony of their name being slang for shit is superb, because they are, as you can tell, I think, very much far from shit. So do go and listen to that band, check them out, and yeah, find out where they're playing near you, because they put on a show. I need to actually grab a show. It's nice to see nice people do well, isn't it? Okay then, next time on Alt Down Under, holy shit, this is a bit of a pinch me moment. It's going to be my conversation with a band I've loved since my teens. I pretty much grew up with this band, a band that have been a big part of my life, a big part of a lot of people's lives over the years. They've played in arenas literally all around the world. And this month, December 2023, they come to Australia. And honestly, I genuinely have goosebumps recording this part, because I can't believe I'm saying these words. But Alt Down Under, episode 3, will feature my chat with Foles. That's right. I've somehow managed to con everyone, and I'm chatting to Foles. I can't wait. Anyway, please like, share, follow the pod, and please just help me build it. Honestly, it means a lot. So take it easy, guys. Catch you next time. And Foles, come on!
Alternative Down Under.